Hey guys, you're watching miasnewpairofglasses.com and welcome to part two of my series on the SpaceX rocket launch deception. Yes, I'm in my closet. This is where I get the best acoustics to record my videos, so you're actually seeing where it all goes down. This is where it all happens in my little baby walk-in closet. I want to thank everybody for joining. And we're gonna get into the topic of this video now. Here we go. So not only am I gonna break down these SpaceX launches and other launches and explain what they mean to you, but I'm gonna show you through real life examples what you are witnessing in the sky. Let's first talk about some basics of what it is you are witnessing. You want to be familiar with Brian's model to understand what I will be discussing. His 100% working model helps explain everything we see, and it all fits perfectly. This is not typical rocket technology. They initially send up a typical rocket, but there is a secondary technology that gets released, but we will go into that later. Through lies and magic tricks, they hide the new technology they are using. What the technology is, we figured out a piece of it, and we'll go into that later. But that is not a liquid hydrogen rocket. That is a white light being emitted from some technology that is moving at an incredible speed. The distance covered in a very short time span was amazing. The rocket liftoffs they show on TV are balloon rockets moving super slow to make people think it takes a long time to get up there. But real rockets move super fast and cover incredible distances, like the ones we are talking about and have seen in the sky. According to their model, there should be nothing in the atmosphere to reflect the light emitted from the rocket. Light in the atmosphere up there doesn't have anything to reflect off. The spotlight effect is the reflection from the water it is submerged in. The spotlight effect is the reflection in the waters above. Yes, this rocket technology enters the waters above and is just like a light in a swimming pool or a submarine spotlight. This is a light in dark ocean waters. Look at these launches closely to see what is occurring. When you look at the characteristics of spotlights under dark waters, you will see the exact same appearance and characteristics from this new hidden rocket submergible technology. Now the next thing we're going to discuss is the wake or the trail that this rocket leaves as it's skimming the waters above. And the one I'm showing now is the December 2017 SpaceX launch. We'll talk about in a later video why that one looks different. But as you can see with these boats in the water, that is a wake that technology is leaving by skimming the waters above. The wake is illuminated where the particles are disturbed. From the movement of the particles, and possibly a chemical reaction. Let's take one more look at this specific part of the December 7th, 2017 launch and the wake it leaves by skimming the waters above. In a later video, we will break down why each part of each different launch looks different and why it looks that way. Now let's go back to how light works. Light is invisible unless it bounces off something. When there is nothing in the atmosphere to reflect off, there is no visible light ray. When there are particles in the air, there is a straight ray of light that fans out. It does not curve. Let's look at the October 7th launch again. The illuminated curve you are seeing in the October 7th launch is the water particles that get disturbed. It looks different because this specific part of this launch was already submerged. But the illuminated curve is just like the curve created by a hydroplane wake. So by using Brian's model and analyzing and observing these rockets, we can see through facts and evidence of what is happening up there. If you haven't watched my previous SpaceX videos from when my channel was public, go back onto my YouTube content page and look at the videos I did about the truth about the SpaceX rocket launches before you move on in this series. So in my next video, I will further break down truths that we have learned and that point to what the objective is of the controllers by these launches. So everybody, thanks for watching. Stay safe, be good to one another, and as always, God bless.